Thank you. Thank you, Emily. It's really a great pleasure to be doing this event again. And again, big thanks to Jill and Adlai and all of our readers and all of you who came out tonight. As you know, as you might have heard it before, there really is a Bill of Rights Day. There really is. It's December the 15th. It was created on a few days after Pearl Harbor in 1941. There was Roosevelt had foreseen the war, and there was a great deal that was done behind the scenes ahead of what was expected to be a terrible, long war to prepare the country for what was going to be a very grave experience. And among the things that Roosevelt did was to choose to honor the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the first 10 amendments of the Constitution on the date that they were ratified, December the 15th. So that means the Bill of Rights is now 227 years old. And it is, I think for many of us, a more precious document than we would have thought of even a few years ago. I know we did this event for about 7 or 8 years straight, then we kind of took a little pause, and then this year I thought, you know, we better just do this again. Maybe we need to remind ourselves about it. I was a history buff when I was a history kid when I was in high school and college. I did a ridiculous amount of reading of history, and one of the things that I was very struck by was the story of the Palmer Raids in 1919 and 1920. And I bet a lot of you know about that. There had been great anti-immigrant feeling during World War I, against the Germans and the Irish primarily. But then there was the first of many, of several terrible Red Scares, in which there was a belief by Woodrow Wilson, who was the president, a Democrat, and more notably, his Attorney General Mitchell Palmer, who was, of all things, a Quaker, actually, from Pennsylvania. And he... there had been some anarchist bombings. There was a fear of terror. And there was an effort made by Mitchell Palmer and his right-hand man, J. Edgar Hoover, then 24, to round up, without warrants, hundreds of immigrants, mostly Italian-American and Eastern European Jews, and some trade unionists, and to deport them. Ultimately, about 4,000 people were rounded up, but it is believed that they had researched about 60,000 more, and there were lists. And what was interesting about it was that Mitchell Palmer was going to run for president. He intended to run for president after Woodrow Wilson, would no longer be president, and that was. It was interesting, the high fervor, but the country turned against it. The country turned against it. It didn't feel, it felt wrong. And as nativist, as jingoistic, as anti-foreign as Americans can be sometimes, some basic decency kind of came out and people said, no, I don't think that's right. And so, but part of the story there is the formation of the ACLU, because among the very first people to stand up against these deportations were Roger Baldwin, Crystal Eastman, and others who formed the ACLU and decided that their mission of this organization would be as clearly focused as possible in the defense of the Bill of Rights. And so that when the ACLU defends a client, they are defending the client, of course, however unpopular their views are, however unpopular they are as people, perhaps, or what their views are at the time, but they are because the real defendant is the Bill of Rights. So that the ACLU has actually been on the forefront of virtually every civil liberty struggle from 1920s to the present, the Palmer Raids in 1920, the Scopes trial, you remember Inherit the Wind, Clarence Darrow, standing pretty much alone against the internment of Japanese Americans in 1942, that was a very unpopular thing to oppose. In solidarity and side by side with the NAACP in Brown versus Board of Education in 54. For those of you who know about First Amendment and First Amendment, especially Tinker v. Des Moines in 69, Roe v. Wade, the various fights against creationism, most recently, internet free speech, equal treatment for LGBT, and most notably in the most recent years, the struggle, the extraordinary defense the ACLU has put forward on every imaginable front in light of the efforts to do things that are essentially unconstitutional in the last 2 years. Because there is no question that when any national leader suggests that the free press is the enemy of the people or tries to limit free assembly, and watch what's happening in D.C. regarding what marches may be planned in the future, what's going to be thrown up in opposition to that, any effort to censor government reports, threaten journalists, restrict access to information, it's really clearly time to stand up for the Bill of Rights. We're lucky to live in this country where there's a constitution which somebody can find. It's not in a drawer someplace. It's most of the time when somebody violates it, there are institutions and organizations set up, but at the forefront of that for nearly 100 years now has been the ACLU, often in a very lonely position and often much disparaged, as in, what are those crazy subversives doing now? So anyway, I really thank you so much for being here tonight. And we will be passing around a basket if you'd like to put in a donation, if you'd like to come up and talk to Amy Herlick from the ACLU towards the end of the evening. We have a bunch of membership information here. I've been a member since 89. I know some of you here whom are my very close friends who have been members, I think, at least longer than myself. But there's no organization that I think is more important right now. So I thank you for coming out tonight. Our poets are going to introduce the next poet just by name, because you have bio notes, okay? And so rather than reading everybody's bio note, we're not going to do that, so we can have the joy of just hearing the poetry, and that you have take-home materials, which are the actual Bill of Rights and the bio notes, and that if you'd like ACLU information and goodies a little later in the evening. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming out tonight. And our first poet is Cameron Barnett.